feel like you're wearing an invisibility cloak? Are your habitual thoughts creating an invisibility cloak? In his book, Infinite Possibilities, Mike Dooley says our thinking habits can become routine, just like physical habits. When I start to feel frustrated or stuck, it is usually because my old comfort zone habitual thinking is not keeping up with who I am becoming. When we think about something we desire in our life, we create it in spiritual form. We cannot see, taste, or touch it physically, but we have created it nonetheless in our imagination. It's just not visible to the naked eye yet. The only way to know if I am headed towards my desire is through my feelings. When I feel happy, excited, and enthusiastic, I know I am headed in the right direction. If I feel unhappy, miserable, and apathetic, then my inner being is letting me know that I am not going in the right direction. Time to think differently. Quote, "The real secret of power is consciousness of power. The universal mind is unconditional. Therefore, the more conscious I become of my unity with this mind, the less conscious I shall become of conditions and limitations. And as I become emancipated and freed from conditions, I come into a realization of the unconditional. I have become free." Charles Hennell, The Master Key System. Are your beliefs keeping up with your desires? We have lots of desires throughout our lifetime for many different reasons. My business desire is to help you to think differently so you can unlock your potential. Why? Because thinking differently changes your life. As human beings, it's important for us to feel safe to explore new ideas. You might feel the need to change your thinking, but unless you are willing to try new things, you will not move forward. There is a huge difference between need and want, but being willing bridges the mental and emotional gap that allows us to stretch our comfort zone. Creative mindfulness also bridges the gap in a fun, inspiring, and uplifting way. You can't help but gain self-confidence and self-belief. All my life, I have been extremely comfortable wearing my metaphorical invisibility cloak. I have resisted stepping into the limelight, speaking in public, and declaring my authenticity. I was afraid to be me. I was comfortable hiding in my habitual thinking, believing that I can't do these things. And woe betide anyone who tried to push, pull, or cajole me into becoming more extrovert. The words heal and dig spring to mind. Quote, "As thought is creative, and the truth is the highest and most perfect thought which I can think, it is self-evident that to think the truth is to create that which is true, and it is again evident that when truth comes into being, that which is false must cease to be." Charles Hennell, The Master Key System. Are you willing to become visible? As I have stepped into my power over the past few years and owned my desires, I have also rattled my old thinking habit cage. My old beliefs are not keeping up with my new desires, and so my feelings subtly let me know. I do believe the universe is also loving and gentle and never gives us more than we can cope with, yet I know it is time to take off my invisibility cloak. That means talking to more people, being a speaker at events, and even, dare I say it, learning to master video and Facebook Live. Up till now, I've not been able to do this because I didn't have the option on my phone. What a shame. Which I only discovered last week was because my phone was too old and the memory capacity would not upgrade my Facebook app. Now I have upgraded my phone. The world is my oyster, as they say. If I want and am willing to use it. I do and I am, but also feel totally out of my comfort zone. So I have enlisted the help of good friends Sam Warner from Get Your Message Across and Tammy Adams from Intuitive Understanding to help me. Watch this space. We all have unique gifts and talents. Unless we allow ourselves to be seen and heard, we may miss out on the wonderful opportunities that are awaiting us. A musician can create beautiful music alone, but together the experience is transformed into something one musician cannot achieve alone. As you listen to one of my favourite pieces of film music, watch the musicians. Each is an individual who has practiced their skill, honed their talent, and was willing to show up and connect with others. The result, as each individual cooperates and works in harmony with the others, creates magic. Register today for news updates and receive my 12 Meditation Mandala ebook as a thank you gift. For course information, please click on the Courses tab.